You have plenty of time to work on this. There's no need to review it because it's all on here. Right? So, let us begin with Rashi. Okay, Rashi who says what? What does Rashi hold?
That if it's more than, if you tear from the corner before the tzitzit are placed on the corner, then you have to sew it, and then if it's under three, you can't.
Right, so if the tear is, if the tear is three etzbos from the edge, meaning, where's my, here, gotta get our facts straight, all right? Okay, here's our edge, right? This is the edge? Edge, okay. If it, whatever, I don't care what the number three is, but if the tear is like over here, right, then you can sew it up. Problem is if the tear is in this zone here, okay? Now, what's the problem if the tear is in this zone over here? What's a person, what's the chashash? The string that he uses to sew it up, he'll end up using it as one of the tzitzit strings. Okay. Who cares? A tzitzit guy. I don't know. And are the chachamim worried about this? They are? They're not. So I ask you, how do we understand Rashi's position? I'm trying to derive something from that sludge. You do see one thing for sure. In order to get out of the problem, I'll let you in a second. In order to get out of the problem of the Chachamim, I think, what you're going to have to say is that the Chachamim don't differentiate between the edge of the Begad or the middle of the Begad, right? That's for sure true.
Right,
because if there's no differentiation between the end of the Begad, which remember is the corner, right, and the middle of the Begad, so then there's no address for the Chashash. The Chashash can only exist if there is a differentiation. Now the question is, that's the first step I would take. The first step I would take is, the Chachamim saying there's no differentiation between tear in the middle and tear at the corner. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda is saying there is a difference. Now the question is, what's the difference? Okay. That's what you see, if you guys knew your Torah Shebichtav, some of these things would be a lot easier, but you don't. Even though you say Shema every day, but you don't also say the Pasuk from Kiseitze, Gidlim Ta'aselach. All right, so let's understand. There's three components to this talit, okay? The one that's the most difficult to understand is the one in between the two. Okay, what are the three components? There's the beged, right? The whole garment, right? There's the strings, right? And then there's this thing called the kanaf. By the way, it gets even more, as you soon see, the strings themselves have two different components. But then there's the kanaf. Al kanfei bigdehem. That term right there, al kanfei bigdehem, is a problem. Mm-hmm. Why? Because if it would have said, I'll big day ham, so where would you put the strings?
Anywhere.
But cutoff doesn't, the question that they're struggling with is going to be, how do we look at those corners? Meaning, do I look at the beggin and say, now that this thing's a four-corner garment, what do I see in front of me? I see a shirt, right? And it has corners. And I put stitches where? On those corners. That's one way. And meaning the cutoff actually has its own halachic identity. Its own chaloshim. Right? Versus what? Versus just being the corners of the beged, right? Meaning, and the only time that the corners of the beged become something to grapple with is when you put tzitzis on them. Once I put the tzitzis, the strings onto the corner, now what I have in front of me, I have a halacha kanaf to deal with. So the question is, what do I see when I see this beged? Do I see a beged that has four actual corners on it? And if that's true, if there's an actual idea of corner prior to me putting the strings on it, that's Rav Yehuda. Then Rav Yehuda, see, you guys got caught in the trap of Ta'asev and Asui, which, by the way, is a huge sugya, right? That's like a universal question. That's not the issue I think that they're concerned with there. My approach is getting out of the whole problem, saying the Chachamim, of course the Chachamim agree with Ta'asev and Asui. You'll see in other sugyas, they have to agree with that. No one can deny that principle. But what they're saying, though, is that there's no address here for Ta'asev and Asui because there's no corner to speak of, right? It's only through the placing a string onto corner that I can start dealing with the halakha idea of cutoff. Whereas the other way to learn is to say, no, I have a shirt in front of me, and that shirt is four-cornered, right? Remember, al kanfei vigdehem. There's two ways you can understand that. Does that mean, is kanaf a location? Where do you put the strings? There, right? But there's nothing discreet about it. Or do you say, no, al kanfei, comma, bigdehem, meaning, what do you put the strings onto? Those things called corners. And corners are attached to garments. You understand? Two very logical ways, in my opinion, to look at the issue. Is that a... Even though Kanarik doesn't like the way Tosos, even though Kanarik doesn't like the way Masifta reads Tosos, I like it.
I can't talk about it.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Baruch Hashem. Tosos, all right? I love this position. This is, to me, was just
Tosos always is good.
All right, so Tosos deals with a different issue, right? Tosos deals with, now Tosos is going to say, my beggar now, right, has sitis on it. So I have a functioning. Well, okay, let's use our Chovas Gavras Svara. I have a modified shirt, okay, and it's modified by having these strings on it, right? Now, what happens according to Tosfos? So now you have a tear, okay, a tear in, again, my kosher tzitzis, for lack of a better term. Now, the question by that tear is, okay, how much material is remaining within the tear? Meaning, if I have three etzbaos or more, right? If it's more than three etzbaos, that's torn apart.
And we're saying it like diagonally over the corner.
Chutz, right. Say it again?
We're saying it's diagonally over the corner, right?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But that's not going to be the main issue, but yes.
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
right. In other words, as long as the tear is less than three etzbaos, right, then you're fine. So Tozo says, if the tear is less than three etzbaos, right, then you're okay.
Meaning all right. The material missing or the material left?
Yeah.
However much is hanging onto the rest of the bed.
Right, that's what you got to picture. Picture, it's a case of hanging. In other words,
that's fine.
Yeah,
when we say it's like portion in which it is attached is three aspects.
So what's the
order? Right. Okay. Correct.
Not the slit.
Right, correct. Okay. What's attached is three etzbaos worth. Right. Exactly.
Because when you say the tear is three etzbaos.
Yeah, sorry. Right. The part that is attached is three etzbaos. Okay.
That's
not three etzbaos. So.
But the key to Tosfos is very simple. In his lashon of, this is the key. He says, if it's more, right, then it's considered, even though it's attached, even though it's still attached down here, if it's more than X, he says, it's as if it's completely removed, right? But if it's less than X, it's considered still part of the garment. What does that mean? Because especially knowing full well the Rush and the Mugi Yosef are going to talk about cases where the corner is completely detached. So what does Tosos mean when he says, if you have the rip, right? He says, at a certain amount is considered as if it's removed the gamre, right? But that's not true, though. It's not true. It's still attached to each other. You're right. So Sean is going to have to be saying that somehow, even though this is still attached, I'm going to say what you're saying. You're relating to it as if you're reattaching it.
Yeah.
We got to go further than that, though. But that's good. You're right. Okay. What else could we say? When there's a big tear, I mean, it could be that it's flapping around. Whatever it is. Right? I don't know. Right. But what I can say, though, is I think I understand what you're saying, Sean. In other words, let's think about it for a second. Let's use your shirt as... Yes, Orin. See, if you're going to say that, and I notice, there's no question I think Sean... I think you're right. It's how a person relates to it. You're right, okay? But let me ask you a question. I mean, let's take a regular shirt and use it as an example, okay? So let's say you have like a tear. In other words, at a certain point in time, I think, right? Let's say you have a little like tear in your garment, right? Versus, let's say, a big tear. At a certain point in time, and we can use Beget as a shear.
Your mother tells
you
to throw it out.
What? In other words, there's a... Canaric's right. There's a certain point where the tear becomes itself, right? No, you're right, though. There's a certain point where a person relates to the tear as being separate from the garment. In other words, let's say you tear your sleeve, right? So at a certain point, you'll say that part of your shirt is torn, right? When a person says that, they're now relating to that part as being separate from the main baguette. So what?
No,
it could be the reason why a person says that is because the cutoff is flapping around, whatever. But I'm just saying, on the most basic level, there's a certain... No, I understand, but I'm saying in general. I think what Sean is saying as that is correct. What I'm saying, though, is that you relate to it differently because, like Canaric is joking by saying, but there's a certain point where someone says, like, you have a tear in your shirt. Your shirt is torn, right? And then that piece that's torn, that's still connected, but like kind of hanging off, you look at that as distinct from the shirt. You understand? So the Gemara's I think Tosos is saying the Gemara's capturing that kind of psychological way we look at shirts and making part of halacha. To say that, Rav Yehuda would say that since you have a kanaf, there's a certain point where a person says the kanaf is torn, right? When he's saying it's torn, it's true physically it's still attached, right? But how does he relate to it? He relates to it as a tear that becomes its own identity. And that's separate from the beged. But the Chachamim would never have this problem because the Chachamim don't have an idea of a kanaf, right? They're just going to say it's the edge of the baguette. So what do they care? Yes. All right, so now you have the Rush and Mukhi Yosef. So the Rush says, well, now we're talking about the corner, right? The corner is actually completely off the talus. But you never put tzitzis on the baguette yet. Okay? Yes. The Rush is very interesting because the Rush wants to say, what happens? The corner pre-tzitzis, right? The corner comes off. So now it's out there, okay, on your floor. Now, if the piece of corner that came off is 3x3, which, as Kanarika said 16 times, is the sheer beged, right? Meaning that what do I have now? I'm not giving the spar away. What do I have now? I have Beged on the floor and Beged here, right? Then it's permitted to reattach it. But if it's less than that amount, if it's less than 3x3, I can't attach that to the Beged. That sounds crazy, in my opinion. Yes. Right. How could this be? What does this mean? How could it be that what is the rush saying to say that what do I care that thing's a Beged? Like what's this variable now? The fact that it is a Beged, not a Beged. I don't understand. It's a piece of cloth. Cloth came off. Why can't I put it back on? That should be as simple as that, right, Zev?
Yes.
Okay. In other words, I think Darius put it. Well, I think it was good. In other words, when I rip off a piece of the corner, let's call it corner for now. Okay. So it's an interesting thing because. It's interesting that it's a big chiddush to say that if I have a piece that halacha defines as a beged, so then what do I have in front of me now? What? Well, I have my shirts, and what's that?
Another beged.
No, well, what? But as far as my shirt's concerned, what is it? It's also my shirt. Well, no, that's the thing. It's begedness, right? It's begedness is still there, but it's Daryl's shirt is here, and it's Daryl's shirt's there too, right? Right. In other words, there's a difference between saying that. Daryl's shirt has a piece of Daryl's shirt ripped off, and now that's considered Daryl's shirt over there.
Isn't it?
It depends. So I think that's the idea that there's still beged for this piece. If it is beged, it has beged to relate to. It can still relate back to my shirt. It's like my shirt has been split into two. Whereas if it's smaller than a beged, then that becomes something foreign to the shirt. And one more, guys. Well, let's just review. The Muki Yosef says the beged has tzitzis on it. Now the kanaf itself becomes detached, right? And therefore, if the kanaf with strings on it, right, is less than 3x3, it can't be reattached. Yes.
It's the same reason. It's just the distinction between whether it's a beged or a kanaf.
Yeah, I agree with you. Right, but it's a fascinating idea. It's fascinating what the Muki Yosef is presenting, I think. What's the idea according to Muki Yosef? You're right, it's the same essential idea as the Rush. I agree.
Crazy,
I don't know why I wouldn't. But what's he saying?
He's saying that the cutoff is still considered part of the beggar because it's, identifiable.
Well, there's no question according to Muki Yosef, there's something called a shame cutoff, right? And that when this, as long as the thing has 3x3, it's that even though it's not physically attached, right? It's not physically attached, but what do we say? It's still. It's still the corner. That's an amazing idea. That's an astonishing concept to argue there's such a thing as a shame kanaf, right? Where this thing, where even though it's physically detached, what? No. What I'm saying is that you can have a physical piece of this garment because it's a halakha kanaf, right? Physically, it's not attached anymore, but somehow it still retains its identity as a kanaf because it's still beged. See, it's built off the rush. It still has to be beged. You know what I mean? To me, it's a fascinating idea. Both the Rush and Muki Yosef would say this only works for my beged, meaning this was my kanaf, right? So then the Gemara says, "Vishavin, see Mem Aleph Amud Aleph." They agree. Vishavin, Rameir, and the Chum agree. Okay. Now, what do they agree on? Okay, let's just go slow. What's the first one? Shiloh. Me. Okay, good. So what's that case? So let's say my talus tore completely, okay? Meaning my talus with strings, okay? I can't do what?
You can't take from a different talus and just attach it.
Correct. That I can't do. Interesting. Right. Very well put, Darius. Good. Right, correct. So I can't, I'm not going to say that myself, but I definitely agree with what you're saying. In other words, if my talus rips, right, let's say, just make it simple, in half, right, I can't then take.
Wait, where?
Right down the middle. I'm missing two corners, okay?
Well, all right, sure.
Whatever. Take this, rip it in half.
Yeah,
now, what do I do?
You just have eight corners.
Yeah, you're missing two corners.
Two different garments now.
No, okay. I come across a torn, what do you call it? So what's the problem here? So I can't take a chunk from another pair, an old chunk from another pair of tzitzis, and attach it to this tzitzis. Okay. So they agree to that. Meaning what? Meaning when you see shoving, you immediately should ask yourself: you would have thought that it could do that. Why? Because if you already see that I can think about Nemuk Yosef. If you already see that I could take a ripped kanaf from my talus and reattach it, maybe I could take a kanaf from your talus and attach it to my talus. Why not? Kamashwan, I can't. Because it says, Vasulahem tzitzis al kanfei vigdehem. And what does vigdehem mean? It means that from this beged, right, from that beged. So why would I think otherwise? What's the havamina here? You would think that I could use that kanaf and attach the kanaf B and attach it to talus A. Kamashwan, I can't. But I could reattach kanaf A to talus A. Why? See, it's very simple. Let me ask you a question. There's two words we use when it comes to fixing things. There's repairing and restoring. Right? You said you pulled that trigger too early. Okay, trigger. Repairing and restoring. You see, restoring means what? What does restoring mean? Restoring means I have something here. What?
It doesn't exist now, but I will make it exist and it...
No. It's my talus, right? And the kanaf comes off. So I'm restoring my kanaf back to what it was, right? Meaning that it never lost its kanafness or its beganness. I'm just merely restoring back to what it was. Whereas repairing means what am I doing? I'll give you an example about cars, okay? You know how someone restores like an old Mustang? What they're looking to do is they're looking to use Mustang parts to bring this Mustang back to what it was. Repairing, quite often, means there's something broken, and then you'll use spare parts to fix the thing, right? That's the chakira the Gemara is making. The Gemara is saying that, what? So you understand that? You understand that chakira? You see, that's what the Gemara is saying. It's saying that restoring that you can do. A differentiation. Restoring you can do. Repairing you can't. So if I'm bringing in a foreign talus part, that's repairing the beged. That you can't do.